to come in this church today and judge my sermon and judge your brothers and sisters sitting in the pew when all week you have done stuff against God. You ain't been that God in all week. You have done something to somebody. You have said something to somebody and God still blessed you. Y'all still ain't in the house yet. So after you convict, because it's revival time, and you cry in the circle, Lord, set a revival, and let the revival begin in me. See, Michael Thompson needs a revival. Michael Thompson needs God. Michael Thompson needs the Holy Ghost. But I need you to have him too. Because see, if you have him, we don't want to call in one mind in the same vein, just trying to love the Lord and trying to see that people doing that. Now hear me now, verse 38, here it is. After the people, you have the imperative. Because in verse 38, there's something that you must do. Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus. Now let me go ahead and work with that. A whole lot of people have come to the church and cried out and they've been baptized, but they have not repented. Repent means you turn from your ways and begin to learn how to do it God's way. Repentance, let me go over here, because y'all know what I'm getting ready to say, don't you? They sleep and they slow. So I'm going to see if y'all get it. I'm going to see if y'all get it. Peter said, you got to repent and be baptized. Okay? Repentance is when you allow the Lord to change you. But we have the ability to change ourselves. You can take willpower and change yourself. Something can happen major in your life and you decide, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to get better and I'm going to change myself. Or let me help somebody like me who eat what you want to eat, do what you want to do, can't take their medicine. Then you go to the doctor and they say, if you keep living like this, amen. If a big is saying it like this, there's going to be some slow saying and foul brain. Amen. If you don't change your ways. Y'all hear me? And then you change because you don't want to die. So you quit smoking, if you quit drinking, whatever it is you're doing is killing you, you stop doing it. But the Bible says you must repent, change your ways, right? And be baptized. That's a commandment. Now, what that means is you repent and you change so God can use you. But you get baptized to identify with the kingdom of God on his church. And you get baptized to say, I'm going down in the water. And the old life that I live, I'm going to leave it down here in the water. And I'm going to come up and I'm going to walk for the Lord. Y'all hear me now? And then you begin to do what God wants you to do out of baptism. It's an outward show to let folk know, amen, that you are in love with the Lord. Amen. 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 See, we're talking about Jasmine ring. But Tracy Thompson has a ring too. Amen. Not just because I wanted to have jewelry, but because I want the world to know I love her. That's my wife. And other folk leave her alone and go find your own wife. You know what I mean? That's what baptism is. When you get baptized, you say, I belong to God. Whatever we used to do, we ain't doing no more. Don't call me. Don't come by here. I don't want your liquor. I don't want your beer. I don't want your sex. I don't need your money. Come on up for the God of me. It's me and Jesus alone. See, halfway come out, halfway dead. So again, you the fact you didn't get that. The part that counts is the ones who are giving it up and the ones who did it like this. But you have to get convicted from hearing God's word for yourself. Nobody can make you serve God. You have to decide to serve him. Then when you decide to serve him and get baptized, because if Jesus had to get baptized, you have to get baptized. Jesus walks to John in the Jordan River. John is baptized in folk and what? He understands that Jesus is not just going to baptize with water, but Jesus baptized with the Holy Ghost. So John said, it's not right for me to baptize you. Jesus said, don't you understand? understand? The reason I'm here is to show you how to do it. So you must allow what's right from the Father and baptize me. Amen. That's why I tell preachers that come, every preacher that comes this week, even though I'm the pastor of the church, as long as God leave me here, the Lord don't allow me to do it. But when the preachers come, they're going to be my pastor. And I must submit to the preaching of the Holy Spirit under them. Amen. And that's what I'm saying to you, that you must repent and be baptized. Why? Let me get to it, because you're going to miss it. You're going to go over your head. Down in verse 38, I told you it's Bible study. I told you it's Bible study. Verse 38 says, you repent, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Look for the remission. That word remission means the forgiveness of your sin. Then he said, but he promised you something. The results of being convicted and following the imperative of repenting and being baptized is that you will receive the Holy Spirit. Not only the Holy Spirit, let me go back. You will receive forgiveness and the Holy Spirit. Oh, maybe I'm the only one in the church that needs forgiveness. Not just from my original sin as a man, but from my everyday life in this sinful flesh. I need it all. Every minute, every hour of every day. But see, maybe y'all so good, maybe y'all don't need it. I don't know. I'm going to keep preaching till I get somebody to feel this thing. You got to have forgiveness, and then you got to receive the Holy Spirit. The question I ask in Bible study is this, and it's simple, but I'm going to teach you. The Holy Spirit is the indwelling of God inside of you. That's that thing down in you when you know to do something, and you don't know how you have the wisdom or the knowledge to do it. It's just God drops something on you, and then we'll tell somebody something to them. Yeah.
Church.
That was just the first century church. We are still the church, are we not?
Amen.
Look at that. The promise is to you and to your children. Stop worrying about your way. I wonder what this next generation is going to do. They don't want anything. They're like, they so hard. They so look. We want the same way. Amen. And the generation before us was the same way. You had people of God and you had the people of the devil. It's the same way. Amen. So you asking the question, who going to take care of my children? God. If you repent of your sins and be baptized, the Lord will visit your house. Listen to me. You don't even have to be there for the house to be blessed, because the Lord going to bless it anyway. Now you read this for you, because I know somebody's not going to go back and read it for themselves. So God will allow me to read it. Amen. I'm going to get up here like 11 minutes. Amen. It's been a long time, don't it? Y'all don't like teaching, do y'all like hollering? Now y'all want to holler a little bit? Yeah. Verse 39 says, for the promise is to you and to your children. Look at this. And to all, y'all see it? Who will what? Somebody read to me. And to all, and what? And what? What's the rest of it? Catch that. It's to you and your children. And to all who fall, look, and as many as the Lord will call. Stop telling folk they don't belong in God's house. You don't know who belongs in God's house. You don't know who God called to preach. You don't know who God has set in certain positions to do certain things. You don't know. But God knows. So our job is to get yourself right. And if you got the Holy Spirit, you'll know who belongs to God, and you'll know who don't. Stop saying you won't pray for folks and start praying for people. Stop talking about your family members and your friends and everything and start praying for them. You know why? And with many other words, he testified, Peter, and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Lord have mercy. This is a perverse, twisted, tormented generation. You either choose God, or you can choose this twisted world. Which one do you want? Do you want God, or do you want this twisted world? Folk will stand on TV and tell a bold-faced lie. Hold a sign up that says one thing, and country. Repentance and baptism. Y'all got it? Then when you get baptized, it's a sign of immediate repentance. It's a physical sign that you have been married to Christ. Matthew 28:19 said, go ye therefore to all nations. Right? Baptizing them in the name of what? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Wait a minute, Peter. Peter said, those who gladly receive, verse 41, they received the word of God. Now see it? They were baptized, and that day 3,000 souls were added. And they continued steadfast in the apostle doctrine, fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. I got to go, because I ain't got time. Man, this is a whole lot of work right here. That's really the verse I wanted right here. And they continued steadfast. You got folks who come into church for a little while, and then when the cares of the world get y'all will leave for a little while. Because y'all will say, Jesus, I can handle this better than you. Let me go out, Father, take care of this, and then I'll come back and I'll serve. When we say that, we'll say, Father, let me go bury my mother or my father, and then I'll come back and I'll serve. Yeah. Jesus said to his boy, okay, let the dead bury the dead. Some folks say, well, I got land, I got business, I got stuff to do, Lord, and when I get finished doing what I want to do, then I'll come back, God, and I'll do what you want me to do. But the Bible don't teach that. The Bible teaches that if you serve God first, that he'll take care of everything that you're worried about. He will add everything to you. Not only that, even in his lifetime, anything you give up for God, he will replenish it back to you. Mother, father, sister, brother, land, whatever you give up for God, God will bless you with that. See, y'all don't believe that. But I'm telling you, you can't do it. So look here, every nation under heaven, here it is. Everybody came
began to preach, and they got the tongues of the Holy Ghost. Y'all hear me now? Let me work with you, and I'm gone. I'm telling you to continue steadfast in the Lord's doctrine. Steadfast and to be sold out for the Lord. Ain't that what I said? Commit means to give God your all. So the doctrine is the teaching of the apostles. You're supposed to be walking in the teachings of him, Jesus. Not walking in your own teaching. How many of y'all are walking in the tradition of what grandma never taught you and it ain't nowhere in this book? How many? Go ahead and raise your hand because y'all know y'all did. Y'all know grandma never told y'all some stuff. You can't find it in this book because it's tradition of what your hand is. There's nothing wrong with tradition. You just can't let it override what God said in his word. So this is what you need. I'm out. This is what you need. You need continued steadfastness in doctrine and teaching of the Lord. The next one is fellowship. You must stay connected. Amos said, how can two walk together? Amos 3 and 3. How can you walk together unless you agree? And then we will quote this from Matthew 18. We'll quote it in a minute. Where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, I'll be with you. Don't we quote that? So ask me this. Where is part of the church? Some of y'all come on first Sunday and first Sunday only. Some of y'all come on second Sunday only. Third Sunday only, fourth Sunday only, and then we get a few people to come in from fifth Sunday from our own congregation. Well, Pastor, I'm going here for fifth Sunday. No, you're not. You're going to sit at the house and get some sleep. That's what you're going to do, amen. But if they tell you you got to work on Sunday to make some more money, you'll get up and go to work. But you won't come serve the Lord because you don't see the benefit in that. The benefit is that he's the one that gives you strength to get the wealth that you're trying to go get. He's the one that heals your body so you can get up out of bed.
I'm trying to tell you that it's working for your good. You want to go
But I got to walk with Jesus. So you can't save me. You trying to save yourself. You can't save me. Y'all stop letting smoke mess with your spiritual life. Y'all hear me? This is not about physical. This is not about mental. This is about your soul. This is about your spirit. I don't know when I say that. The Bible says that you must stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of what you do in your body. You y'all hear me? Whether it's good or whether it's bad. You're not going to make the high judgment, you're going to need a lawyer.